What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
Did you know that under law, a private citizen can hold a suspect in a felony matter until the police arrives? This is referred to as citizen's arrest. Find out more on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
Under common law process, a person may commit a breach of law and a police is not readily available. So the citizens may want to hold that person to prevent that person from committing the crime and escaping before the police arrive. So they will hold that person until the police gets there.
Head of the Jamaica Constabulary Force JCF Corporate Communications Unit, Superintendent Stephanie Lindsay. In certain situations, private citizens have the power to make an arrest without a warrant. These types of arrests, known as citizens' arrests, occur when ordinary people either detain the perpetrator themselves or direct police officers to detain the perpetrator. Making a citizen's arrest involves the holding of a suspect by a person who is not acting as a sworn law enforcement official until the police arrive. A civilian may conduct a citizen's arrest if a breach of the peace is committed in his presence or a breach of the peace has been committed. Ms. Lindsay is urging members of the public to utilize citizen's arrests instead of resorting to vigilante or poetic justice. It provides a more ideal scenario for members of the public to cooperate with police to tackle criminal activity. As Superintendent Lindsay cautions, using a greater amount of force to restrain someone exposes you to legal trouble.
Sometimes what you find is that a person commits a breach and the citizens take the law into their own hands, and sometimes they kill the individual. So we say to persons, you want to help out, you want to ensure that you get justice. So you hold the person, don't beat them, don't assault them, just hold them and notify the police. And we go in and take charge of the situation.
Section 62 of the Larceny Act also empowers the ordinary citizen where they find any person committing a breach of the provisions of the Larceny Act, such as simple larceny, robbery with aggravation, prater larceny, and false pretenses, to be dealt with according to law. It's not a good idea to make a citizen's arrest unless you have actually seen a crime happening. Call law enforcement right after the person is detained. When the police arrive, you will have to provide probable cause for making the arrest. This means you'll have to show that you had a reasonable belief and trustworthy information that the person you are holding has committed a crime. While you may think you have all the evidence you need to believe someone has committed a crime, your understanding of the events may be wrong. Don't make a citizen's arrest if you overhear someone talking about carrying out a robbery. If you're wrong, you may be at fault. Call the police instead. Be sure you can physically restrain the person you want to arrest before you try to do so. Misunderstanding your physical capabilities may put you or others in harm's way. Do not make a citizen's arrest if you could easily call the police instead. You may put yourself and others at risk. Be sure you fully understand the circumstances under which you can make a citizen's arrest. For more information, call the JCF Corporate Communications Unit at 978-2214 or 978-2729.
Stop the violence now.
Gang leaders and gangs have been taken down and many more are to be locked up. Operation Clean Sweep has been making the country safer for all Jamaicans. In 2016, we arrested 750 people for murder. We removed 700 illegal guns off the streets. We had a 58% clear up rate for major crimes. We repaired 110 motor vehicles. We trained over 400 persons in conflict resolution. 200 pre-owned cars are being acquired so that every station can get at least one vehicle. A new battalion of over 800 strong will be placed in Montego Bay by the Jamaica Defense Force. And we will train upward of 800 JCF recruits.
We are determined to take the fight to the criminals. A message from the Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
That's it for this week's edition of You and the Law. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.